You are listening to Stumptown Trade Review, your online resource for independent trades and graphic novels. We are sitting down today with Pia Guerra.
Hello.
And most people probably know you for your work on Why the Last Man.
Yes.
And so I guess the big question would be, what have you done since issue 60?
I did a few issues of a Doctor Who story called The Forgotten with writer Tony Lee through IDW Publishing. And after that, I took a year off because I realized I jumped on to something new way too soon after working my ass off for 6 years or so on Why. So I decided to take a year off. It was great and got a chance to develop my own work and try doing things digitally and had a great time. Now, slowly coming back to it, did a Torchwood story last spring, and now working with friends on different projects, and hopefully we'll have something in a couple months.
So what was it like jumping from something really, granted it was science fiction, but still sort of very reality-based with Why the Last Man, moving to something very out there in sci-fi with Torchwood and the Doctor?
I loved it. I loved having that. I think those two stories are more based on a childlike wonder and adventure and just out there ideas that are sometimes it's the silliest ideas. I mean, if you look at the show, for example, where you have an episode of called Gridlock, where they're stuck in a traffic jam, and you're like, how long have you been in this traffic jam? Oh, we've been in here for 12 years. And he's just like, that's the silliest story I've ever heard. But for a kid watching that show who's ever had to sit in a car forever to go to grandma's, they know what that's like. And that's kind of the willingness to go crazy and tell this goofy story, but knowing that it's going to hit home. I love that kind of storytelling. So this Doctor Who story had a lot of that in that, and it was just enjoyable. It was very relaxing, and you could throw all kinds of fun stuff in there. Yeah, it was great.
So you also recently posted on the Remake Remodel site a scene involving the 13th Doctor. Tell us a little bit about the creation of that.
Well, I was just trying to imagine what I would do to create a new-looking TARDIS. And something that I really enjoy whenever I visit the UK are the architecture involving ceramic tile walls. You'll see it in the subways, but you'll also see it in government buildings and in buildings in general. Just this beautiful ceramic. Sometimes there are deep greens and blues, and they have a beautiful texture to it all. So I thought something like that in that same kind of brownish tones, if I could. But it was a black and white piece, but that's how I visualized it. That mixed with brass in the walls and just that nice, just very British ceramic look. And then when I was looking at the console, I was thinking of something more steampunk, and so it was of a globe with maybe kind of cathode tubes inside. And so I wanted that sense, and I didn't want to go too crazy with the Doctor himself, so I just kept it a very simple kind of down-to-earth outfit. And of course, Sally Sparrow, I had to put her in there, so it was a fun little piece to do.
So before we got started, you and I were talking back and forth a little bit about why you've been enjoying doing those remake remodels so much. What's been appealing to you about it?
Well, a lot of it was learning how to ink digitally. I'm kind of trying to switch over to doing things on a Cintiq now. I've been doing penciling for years, mainly because I'm not a very good inker. I'm terrified of the permanence of ink, so... And I've never been very good at corrections when it comes to ink, so it was not something I've been very good at doing. So with a Cintiq, you can draw directly on a screen. Whatever mistakes you have, you can fix right away, and you get the speed that is amazing, where something's in your head, it's down, and the effects are all finished and looking great immediately. So the nice thing about the Remake Remodel challenges is being able to just experiment and play and not have that deadline pressure and just trying new things.
So what is the hardware and software that you're using? Because there's so much out there nowadays. What are you using?
Photoshop CS4 and a Cintiq 21-inch, and that's about it. I try to keep it as simple as possible. I don't have any specialized brushes or anything. I found a really just the standard ink brush. It's got the differentiated kind of widths, and it simulates a crow quill and a brush beautifully, and probably the simplest way to do it, really.
Well, and judging by the remake remodel you came up with, I mean, it's been pretty successful.
I just enjoy like the ones that come out. I just did one this week for Batman, the steampunk kind of version of Batman, and I got to play with color on that, and that was a lot of fun. Really, I love what Warren comes up with. I'm always jumping on board whenever I can.
So, anything in the future on the horizon?
Working on some stuff with friends. Hopefully have something in a few months. But, yeah, I'm just keeping it open right now. Just trying to get more comfortable with the working digitally and being able to work on deadline digitally. That's my ultimate goal.
Fantastic. So we're going to wrap this up the way we always do by asking you, what's your issue? What was the comic that you read that was so out there or so fantastic you just have to tell people about?
Uncanny X-Men number 205. It was called Wounded Wolf. It was drawn by Barry Windsor Smith. It was a one-shot featuring Wolverine and Katie Power from the Power Pack and Lady Deathstrike and three Reavers. And it was just this knockdown dragout in a construction site in the middle of a snowstorm. It was the most beautiful book I've ever read. I was blown away. I still have it. I love that story so much. And I think that was the one that kind of opened my mind to actually working in comics, thinking you can do so much with this medium, with comics. There's no preset way to do comics. You can, if you have this crazy idea like this, you can just do it. And I think that just cracked a big fissure in my brain. I love that issue. It's my favorite of all time.
Barry Windsor Smith seems to have that impact on people.
Yes. His anatomy is gorgeous, but not just that. It's that kinetic, just that energy that jumps off the page. It's beautiful. It's stunning what he was able to get across with just this 22-page story. Amazing.
All right. Well, thank you very much for meeting with us. You've been listening to Stumptown Trade Review, your online resource for independent trades and graphic novels.